Okay, first let's talk recruiting coordinator. So Ryan Cubitt's going to be the recruiting coordinator. You know, in some ways, does that free you up to be more on the road recruiting? Like, you know, explain the transition.
Yeah, you know, I think the way I see it is now, the way it's always been since I started coaching is I do everybody else's set up and recruiting and direct everybody else, and then mine is always late at night and or early in the morning. Now I can actually do it when everybody else is doing it. You know, we're still working a bunch together on the planning part. I think it takes one whole cycle to go through before you really have a feel for how you want to do it. At the end of the day, it's still Coach Beck's vision, so it's not like we're just inventing stuff to do. But it does. It frees me up to, you know, one coaching, one position now, plus the specialist. But it frees me up that I'm not having, like last year I had to recruit 7 guys at my own position, let alone my area. So yeah, it frees me up in that sense.
Yeah. And so the big board, let's call it, where you have your priorities, and then maybe if this guy, we lose this guy, we're going to go after this guy hard. That's recruiting coordinator stuff? I mean, is that...
Yeah,
that's full staff is involved. I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, you're essentially that. You're setting up how the evaluation process is going to work within your staff. Everything from how you rank kids to what you're looking for to a manual to how you are going to handle it. You know, I'm still the compliance liaison, so I still handle all the recruiting do's and don'ts rule-wise, which is an everyday battle. Mm-hmm. So I'm still handling that just because I've got a great relationship with our director. But yeah, you're managing the board. You're more than anything managing the people in that recruiting office to make the board look right, to make the film evaluation go seamless, to make sure the notes are typed in, to when you go on the road, you got the right stuff, to designing camp brochures, to, you know, all those little things, to even like ordering clothes to go recruiting. I'm still hanging on to that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Little things on a day-to-day basis. So in the mornings, I would come in and I would, all right, what's the game plan for today recruiting? We got to get this mailer out. We're a month ahead on a junior day. We're 6 months ahead on camp. We're reserving hotel rooms for official visits a year ahead. We got to get SUVs for this and that. We got to get a bus. We got to get a hold of professors. So I'm sending out a million emails every morning to get the plan set, meeting with the staff. Now that's kind of gone over to Ryan.
Gotcha.
And like I said, we still sit down every morning and say, hey, here's what we got to get done. Here's what we got to get done. What do you think about this? But I want it to be Ryan's vision and Ryan's direction. Ryan's a heck of a recruiter. I recruited against Ryan in South Florida for years, and he's a heck of a recruiter, and he's a heck of a leader. So now it's, you know, now his leadership is going to come into play more, and I'll have a little bit more time to recruit myself.
So you have special teams. Mm-hmm. You still have tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
So how, like, day-to-day from last year to this year, what changed, I guess, is the main...
I still go in with the offensive staff and you know, grade the film, evaluate the film, talk about our guys, come up with a plan to get my tight ends better and the specialists better, and then shut the door and go to work on special teams. You know, I did a lot of research in February once I knew I was going to be the coordinator on, okay, what do I want to do? What direction do I want to go? Met with Coach Beck a lot. What direction do we want to go on each unit? How do we want to coach it? How... make sure he's comfortable with what we're doing, and he's kind of giving me the free reins. Do what you want to do. Make sure it's sound. And I've done a lot of research. I've kind of prepared myself. I've always been super involved in special teams, obviously coaching the specialists and then just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when you're the tight ends guy, you're coaching everything. So you, so that's kind of what I've been used to. Now it's kind of my direction. And to be honest with you, special teams, from a scheme standpoint, you got to just make sure you're sound. It's all about getting the offense and the defensive guys together and having them motivated and ready to go. Because if they want to play special teams, you can be really, really good.
Do you think you'll be at all different about it with, like, I mean, some coaching staffs will be like, okay, my second string linebacker, you know, we bring them onto the field through special teams. Others are like, give me my starters because I'm not giving up a kickoff return for a touchdown.
Units like punt, which is the most important play in football, you got your dudes out there. You know, early on in our time here, we didn't have any depth. So we were playing our guys on special teams. My goal, you know, going into spring was get out of spring with 17 core guys on special teams, excluding field goal block, 17 core guys. You'd like most of them to be backups. And then essentially you take your punt, you take – the best 11 guys, best 10 guys you can. Mm-hmm. And then for the other units, you got 17 guys. Essentially, a starter and a backup for every two spots is how I see it. You know, and as guys, like, you know, I want Malik Turner on every special team. I want Geronimo Allison on every special team. And then I sit down with each offensive and defensive coordinator, sit down with Coach Banks. Hey, where's Caleb Day fit? How much is he going to do? Because if he's going to do a lot on defense, I'm going to play him less on special teams. If he's going to be a backup, and I'm just using Caleb as an example.
Yeah.
If he's
going
to be a backup, then I'm going to use him on every special team. Mm-hmm. So I'm constantly talking to the offensive defensive coordinator, and you try to shore it up after spring ball, and then you got to figure out real soon in fall camp what freshmen are going to play, because if they're going to play, I'm going to take them.
Yeah. Okay, last question. Give me a name. Give me a special teams. Give me the Steve Tasker. Why does everybody always go with Steve Tasker as the special teams maniac? But give me a special team maniac coverage guy.
Honestly,
this fall,
right now,
uh-huh.
Spring,
uh-huh.
So far,
uh-huh.
Trey Brown.
That's a hot take right there. That's a bold take.
Trey Brown.
Okay.
Trey Brown.
All right. I'm gonna say Trey Brown one more time. I'll shake your hand.
I appreciate
and then we're all done. Thanks.
Good to see you, Robert.